It's good that you are here this morning, and especially I would say it's good to see so many ladies here this morning who might otherwise be at home sort of working hard over the kitchen sink or the cooker. But you're here, and we're delighted that you are here. A lady tells how she was having a terrible day. And I'm sure if I ask any of the ladies here, have you ever had a terrible day, they would nod their head and remember it. She was having a terrible day. An egg had crashed to the floor, spattering yolk and white all over the ground. Coffee had been spilt over the nice, white, clean tablecloth. Her older son had missed his school bus in the morning, and her loving husband was not in the least loving because he couldn't find his car keys. And he was blaming every member of the family for having moved them. It was a terrible start to the day. But after things had calmed down slightly, she sat down to have a cup of tea. And as she sipped her first sip, so she heard something boiling over on the cooker. That was the last straw, and any day which started so badly could only get worse. And then her eye caught a little container that was sitting on the table, a little container like this. And she took it up in her hands and took the lid off it and then emptied everything out. And out came a whole host of coins, different colours, different values, even different nationalities. And she began to count them. And in the container, there had been 63 coins. And suddenly, her mind reminded her that these coins had been placed into the container by herself and by all the members of her family. These were a token of their gratitude for some gift or something that God had done for them. She found in these moments, as she touched the coins and felt them and remembered many of the occasions where there had been a blessing bestowed upon her, that she was a lady of faith and that her hope was in her God, that she knew the peace which God provided. She shared the love for her family and others as well. And then, of course, she knew the joy of Jesus Christ as Savior of the world, knew Jesus Christ to be her light shining in the darkness. Here is a day which is very special, a day when we are invited by Scripture to remember the day in Bethlehem when the baby was born and laid in a manger, but to remember also that this baby became a man, having grown up in a family circle, having learned a trade, and been able to develop into the man that he was. And so the light of the world left his family home and began a ministry which lasted for 3 years. And as we come to celebrate the birth of Christ, so we should remember the ending of his ministry on a cross, a clear indication of God's love for us and God's gift to us of his Son, that we should know him and know the power of his Holy Spirit. The story is told of how on one December afternoon, a group of parents were standing in the vestibule of a nursery school waiting for their children to come out. And as they came out, the day finished, they ran from the classroom, and each one of them was holding a very brightly packaged packet, something inside it. And it was, in fact, the gift that they were taking home with them for their parents and which they had worked on for the weeks prior to Christmas. There was joy in their faces as they looked forward to meeting up again with their parents. One small boy, trying to run and to put on his coat and to wave to his parents all at the one time, suffered from that. He fell. And from his arms, the package that he was holding flew out of his arms and onto the floor. And there was a clear, clear sound of something breaking. His package had broken. And the little boy's first reaction was absolutely stunned silence. But then he set up an inconsolable wail. He cried and he cried. And his father, thinking to minimize his hurt and his pain, patted his little boy on the head and he said to him, "Now it's all right. It's all right. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter at all." But the child's mother, another lady, child's mother with greater wisdom, dropped to her knees on the floor and swept her son into her arms. And she said to him, "But it does matter. It matters a great deal." And she joined him in weeping, and they wept on each other's shoulder. The pages of Scripture makes clear that God in whom Paul and the early Christians had learned to trust is not the kind of parent who pats us on the head when we cry for help and responds not with nothing, but he responds with an assurance that it does matter, and that if we trust in our parent, then all will be well, and we can have hope, and we can enjoy peace, and we can have a mother's love, and even a father's love, and we can have the joy that comes from them and from the creation that God has given to us. God so loved the world that he came into our world in Jesus Christ to be its Savior. And he is still in his world. And all the power of his love and spirit are there for us. And the very fact that you are here this morning tells me that you know God's Holy Spirit and that you will use the power that God gives through him to be a follower of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We will know his peace, we will have his joy, and we can have the assurance that we will indeed enter into his kingdom of heaven to be with those who have gone before. We know God is someone that can be trusted and that his love will never let us go. I have said on a few occasions in this 18, 19 months that I've been acting as locum, I have said to the congregation here that they know Jesus Christ as their Saviour and Lord. That this is a congregation that is filled with the Holy Spirit, a spirit which they take from this place into the town of Pitlochry and far beyond. This is a congregation where there will be, as there have been in the past, hard days. Some of them in the last few months, waiting for the opportunity to call a minister to be their pastor. And yes, you will have moments when you will want to weep. But again and again and again, here in these months and in the months and years to follow, the strength of the Holy Spirit which is within this congregation will give you the joy that you deserve and will give you the assurance that all that you do in God's name is important and it matters to him. Knowing God is to trust that his love will never ever let you go. And so this congregation this morning, member and visitor from many, many parts of the world, let the message which goes from this church this morning be not the words of the preacher from the pulpit or from the lectern, but from the caring warmth which is ours to give in Jesus' name. And so you and I together have the opportunity to take the love of God into our world, a world which needs God's peace, a world which needs to know that there are good days as well as all the hard days of bitterness and warfare and all that is bad within our world. Go from this place this morning with the blessing of God. Take it home and take it into your world, wherever that may be, and know that the child that was born in Bethlehem will rejoice and be glad for all that you do in his name, now and forever. And may God bless to us the preaching of his word.